We're going to look at the Sfasemes for Chag Shavuos, first Tav Reish Samach Gimel. Isa b'Zoyer HaKadosh. The Zoyer HaKadosh says, "D'boy l'natra d'achya d'moti alei b'ahilelya." That there's a tahara, a purity that's attained on the night of Shavuos that cannot be attained at any other time. It's only attained because we have the Sfira. The Isa habol atar mesaya noisai. Ubimei Sfira mevakshin b'nei Yisrael hatahara. Sfira is usfatim lachem. The Medrash says, it's the Zoya, that just like it says, v'sofro lo, for the Nida, the Zavuk Daila, that she's counting up for her benefit. We are counting for our benefit. Usfatim lachem. But it's only until Shavuos. Shavuos is somehow miraculously a time when the Ribbono Shel Olam does what we could not accomplish. The last step. Umem tes yimei tahara hu b'koyach hatachtoinim. B'koyach sfirosam. Usfartam lachem. The Sfasemis is saying. But the tahara's leil hachag. But the last step. The last step. The tahara that we reach Shavuos night. That's God given. That's granted us by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Taharas Leil HaChag Milmala Masha Ein B'Koyach HaAdam. That's something that we can't attain it by ourselves. So we come to the Beis Medrash to learn all night, to receive it from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and be ready for Matan Torah in the morning. V'tahara hi hachana l'kabolas ha-Torah. How can you not be tahor and expect Torah? If you're going to be receiving Torah, you have to be Torah. Klal Yisrael had to go through such preparation in order to receive Torah, and so do we. So that's why it says, V'sfartam lachem, to prepare for that moment. But the last step is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us if we have taken the 49 steps that come first. The Isa v'tahir libein lov d'cha b'emes. Lov d'cha b'emes? What's the emes? If you're going to do avodas hakodesh, it's not automatically the emes for the truth and for the verities that are the Torah and for the one God. That's why you're doing it. Why does the pasuk say, or the tefillah that we say, tahar libeinu, make our hearts tar, like we are achieving it in this last moment of the sira before we come to Yom Tov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metahir us in the last step. But what's the idea of la'avducha be'emes? Ein emes elo Torah. Torah is Torah's emes. In a world that otherwise is an alma de shikra, a world that is entirely false, it is entirely erzatz. What you see is not what it really is. What it is not what you see. But Torah is emes. Ki hakol oivdin es hamelech yizbarach shmoy. Everybody does mitzvahs. Everybody does and lives a life in the way that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Whether we are doing exactly what Hashem wants or not, but ultimately it is what Hashem wants that gets done. Aval avoidas emes hu mitzvahs ha-Torah. Shehem tikunim b'chol ha-olamos. The mitzvah of Torah, the mitzvah of having Torah, following Torah, learning Torah, and then observing Torah. Not just doing something that Hashem says, do it. But doing it because it's Torah, and understanding it, and relating to it, therefore relating to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's emes. And that accomplishes tikkunim, that causes things to change and to happen in a positive way in this world and in the upper worlds. Emes is kolel, as we know, meirosh v'atzayf, avar v'asid, aleph, from the beginning of the aleph beis, mem, in the very middle of the aleph beis, saf, at the end of the aleph beis, because emes is a representation of Elokim Chayim. As the Gemara in Yerushalmi, quoted in the notes, says, in the very bottom left, Mahu emes shu elokim chayim u'melech oylam. Amar Rish Lakish, Aleph Reishe da Alfa Beisa, Mem Bem Tzisa, Tov B'Soifa, Leimer Ani Hashem, Rishoin Shloki Balti Me'acher, U'mibuladai Ein Elokim, She'en Li Shutef, meaning in the middle, everything that happens from creation on, it's me. There is no partnership. V'sachroinim Ani Hu, She'eni Osid L'Maisra Le'acher. It's only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Haya, hayve, v'yiye, ani rishon, v'ani achron, u'mi baladai, ein elokim. So that's what emes represents. So avdcha be'emes means to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with that idea in mind, that there is no other entity, there is no other purpose in the world. There is no other purpose in the world. Everything that we involve ourselves with is transient, it's ephemeral, it's not something of permanence, it's not something of ultimate, true value. But that's why we say, V'tayr l'meil avducha be'emes, because if you're doing it truly for Hashem Yisbarach's sake, because that's what he wants, for no other reason, then that's l'avducha be'emes. Because that's when it's true. Now we're going to move backward to the last of the pieces on Tav Resh Samach Beis. In these editions of the Sfas Emes, it's page 350. Chazal Koru L'zeh HaChag Atzeres. Now why is it called Atzeres? Atzeres, he knufya. Knufya meaning gathering together. Having something stick one to the other. Dichsiv, the explanation is because it says, Teretziv lonen meisha merosha kihilas Yaakov. Kihilas Yaakov. Shal yidei ha-tere boim la'achdus. The Torah is the unifying force. Like the Rebbeinu Yainu says, Ein umusein umma ela b'teira. Sheyesh l'chol ish Yisrael chelik b'teira. You see, every Yid has a certain chelik in Torah. There's a certain aspect of Torah, l'moshel, a way of understanding a sugya, a way of understanding a mitzvah, that only this particular Yid is able to. The way he sees and understands a mitzvah is that's his Torah, his chelik in Torah. You look at some chedushei Torah and you realize that there's a small difference, there's an inflection of how something is being understood, and you read the achronim and there are differences, and then there are explanations for the differences. This person's chelik in Torah is a little bit different than the other person's chelik in Torah. That's why it's very important sometimes to learn a sugya over afterwards yourself, and not just rely on the Masifta or the Art Scroll or the Steinsaltz, but to do it again yourself and see how you grasp it, and what understanding you derive, and how you would express in your words what it is that Chazal are saying to us. What that pasuk means, what that din in the Gemara really is all about. Because that's your chelik in Torah. Every Jew has his chelik in Torah. That means that that's what joins us together. Torah is one. It's a unity. I have my part, you have your part. Together we have the fullness of Torah shared between us. Umitam ze hanefashos krovim mitzad achdus hasheirish. Because ultimately the sheirish, the source of the Torah, is all one. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Even when you have a machloikis, but it's the sheirish is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's why Bishlul and Bashamai are okay with having machloikis, and the children marry. And it's because it's one umma, because the nefashos are joined together, krovim, close, because of the achdus the oneness they have through the Sheirish, through the root, the source of it all, the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and Kamosh Amruzal, the Chsiv, B'Shivim Nafesh, Yardu Avoseinu Mitzrayim. But that's by Yaakov, not by Esav. The Torah by Esav says, Nefashois, V'yikach Esav is Noshav, is Bonav, is Benoisav, is Kol Nafshois Beisoi, because they're not unified. If you're not a Torah nation, you're not a unified nation. You're disparate and separated from one another. V'lechein ha-Torah m'shivas nafesh. It's for that reason that the Torah revives us and brings us back to life. Shehi shayrish nafshes b'nei Yisrael. It's an amazing thing. I've sometimes shown it. I have a book that was printed right after World War II, in the months after liberation. Ashagas Aryeh. Printed by the Vaad HaHatzolah. And if you think about it, that's what people needed. The people in DP camp, Lo Aleinu, they needed for the Vaad HaHatzolah to print not just Gemaras, but Ashagas Aryeh? The answer is yes. Because that's how a Jew lives. That's what's going to revive them. Teres Hashem Temimu Meshivas Nafesh, when that Yid is going to go back, otherwise to Brochen Yid, a broken Jew, is going to sit down and again see the truth, the beauty, the ecstasy of that sugya that the Shagas Aryeh is elucidating with his great pilpul, those truths that are a reflection of the brightest light that is the Rebbeinu Shleilim himself, Svet Lichtig, life comes back to him. Light out of darkness suddenly. Because that's how Torah relates to the nefesh of every Jew. It's Meshivas Nefesh. It brings us back to life. Ve'isa. Ve'haftu l'reacha kamoicha. And here too, he's going to show us that there's an achdus. That's what ve'haftu l'reacha kamoicha is all about. Klal gadol b'Torah. Shekvi ha'achdus ha'nimtza b'Yisrael. Zehu ois la'or Torah shemeir behem. To the degree that we can be one and unified, to that degree the light of Torah is shining forth from us. If we are unified, the light of Torah can shine and will shine forth from us. Dichsiv, ato echod v'shimcha echod. Mikamcha Yisrael goy echod ba'aretz. V'zehu shekosav b'Zohar HaKadosh. That's why the Zohar HaKadosh teaches us famously, kud shebriuchu v'arayetz of Yisrael, Kul hu chad. They are one. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and his Torah is one. And we who are connected to Hashem, each of us through our individual chalik and Torah, therefore we are connected and become one ourselves. Mikamcha Yisrael goy echad doesn't just mean we're the only nation like Klal Yisrael. Goy echad ba'aretz means we are unitary. We are one. We are one entity. Chativa achas. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and his Torah is one. And all three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael v'Araisa, are one. Va'atayrish Mosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad. The Torah we know, the Shalah HaKadosh says, that the Oisius, the Zohar HaKadosh, the Shalah says that the Oisius of the Torah number, as you break down letters into their parts, you come up to 603,550 segments. The Oisius represent each of us. And then the Zohar says that all of the Torah is one name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you will. The point being that the unitary nature of Torah, it's one, and Hashem is one, and Klal Yisrael is one. V'atayrish Shmoisev Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Echad V'Yisrael Goy Echad. V'zeh HaRemez, this is how you can see it, and why Hillel answered, B'ahu Ger, Sha'amar, Lamdaini Torah, Kishani Oymed Al Regal Echad. Teach me Torah on one foot. Famous Gemara Maseches Shabbos. Teach me Torah on one foot. V'amar Le Hillel HaZaken, and Hillel HaZaken answered, D'sani Loch L'chavruch L'savit. do not unto your neighbor, do not unto your fellow Jew what you would not want done to yourself. Meaning, v'haftal re'acha kamaycha. Ki ha'adam yesh bo shinuyim tamid. You see, people constantly change. V'hiyev sheliyos al regel echad tamid. Regel echad means you stand on one idea, on one principle, that's all you are about, always, never changing. That's not the nature of the world, certainly not the nature of people. V'hiyev sheliyos al regel echad tamid. Rak. B'chlal Yisrael yesh zeha achdus. But if you take all the Jewish people together, and you take everyone's chelik of Torah and you put it together, then indeed there's a unity in Klal Yisrael, which indeed the Ger was asking for. The Ger was saying, I want to be part of a people, but I want to be a part of the people. I want to be part of the great one people. I want us to be one nation together, and I want to be a part of it, but we shall be one. We shall be one. And that's what he meant when he said Al Regel Echad, or Al Regel Achas. And he says, the Sfasem is that that's the idea of the Pasuk in Malachi. Ani Hashem, Lo Yishanis, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I never change. V'hu Echad Ha'emes. As we said before, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unchanging, is emes, is true, is absolute, unitary. Pirish echod kishein by hishtanus la'olam. The meaning of echod means it never changes. It remains constant, whole, complete. Ubechlal Yisrael, taken together, the nation of Israel, taken together, in and within us, nimtza mizeh ha'achdus. We have it as well. Kid Messiah, the pasuk, like the pasuk says, va'atim b'nei Yaakov lechelisa. We are one. We are one in a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. If Klal Yisrael is together, meaning that each person is in his Torah, we're sharing in that one Torah, it unifies us into one unit, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one unit. The only existence in the world is the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and we come to reflect that truth when we are all connected through Torah. V'lochein, kifi mashem mevatel adam es atzmai al klal Yisrael yochel yoyis aymed al regel echad. You see, what the Ger meant is, I want to be a part of that unitary one nation. To the extent that a person says, I am part of Klal Yisrael. Even when we do mitzvahs. People who say, the hinri muchen un mezumen, kaya mitzvahs to say. What do they say? B'shem kol Yisrael. I'm not just doing it myself. I'm doing it as a Jew. I'm therefore doing it representing all of Klal Yisrael, as if all of Klal Yisrael at once is doing this mitzvah. Because I'm one of them. Since I'm one of them and we are all one, so then all of them are doing what I'm doing. If I'm one of them and we're all one, then whatever I'm doing, they're doing. So that's why in the Hinnani Muchen and Mezumens you'll see, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Ki B'nei Yisrael B'chlal, Ein Lehem Hishtanus Mitzar HaDveikus Be'echad HaEmes. Kol Yisrael is unified. We are one. We are with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And we are with that Echad HaEmes, which is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reflected in us when we embrace Torah, because since the Torah is Emes, if that's what defines us, if we are a people of Torah, and Torah is Emes, so then we're a people who reflect that truth. Moshe Emes, Viserasa Emes. And we reflect that truth as best as we can come together through Torah. The more we come together by each of us having Chelik B'Teirasa, the more we are able, like he says in Tafresh Samach Gimel, to celebrate the fact that we have reached V'tahir libeinu la'avdecha be'emes.